for security, Mr. Suaso. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm honoured to inform you about how the Honduran government has overcome serious human rights and security challenges. When it comes to specific measures, executive decrees have played a crucial role in our strategy to effectively address organized crime and insecurity in our country. We have undertaken measures since 2022 which have proved to be effective in reducing crime rates and in improving the feeling of safety. It's thanks to these efforts that we have not only managed to protect our citizens, but we have also strengthened the social fabric and create a safer environment for everybody. I would also like to underscore that the PCM have undertaken specific operations against the gangs and the maras, helping to disband criminal outfits and maintain public order. The decrees we have passed reflect our commitment to citizen security and safety, but they also show that we have full respect for human rights. These measures are based on the Constitution and the provisions of Article 4 of the ICCPR. The security situation we face requires a firm response, but one which is in line with the law. During the state of emergency, sweeping powers have been given to the police and military police in order to ensure public safety and order. These powers are vital for tackling the serious threat posed by gangs and maras, but we are fully aware of the absolute need to prevent any abuse and to ensure that all law enforcement operations fully respect human rights and fully compliant with the law. With regard to necessity and proportionality of the measures adopted, I would like to emphasize that they are strictly necessary in order to tackle the serious threat posed by gangs and maras, and the duration of these measures is constantly being assessed in order to ensure that they are not extended beyond what is necessary. The obligation to notify has been strictly respected in line with international instruments, and the pertinent authorities have been informed about the declaration extension of the state of emergency and measures adopted. When it comes to the use of force and firearms by the Honduras police force, we have a guidebook on this, and this is absolutely vital for guiding the use of force and firearms so that they are in line with the law and human rights. The guidebook lays down necessity, proportionality, rationality, and the time frame in order to ensure that our actions are appropriate. And there is also a graph which shows the professional development and in the use of force and firearms that must be used responsibly in order to ensure everybody's integrity. I encourage everyone to fully apply these guidelines so that we professionally respect and protect human dignity. We recently successfully launched the 114 hotline for women to live without fear. We have a protocol for receiving complaints from women on the subject of gender-based violence. This facilitates an immediate response to emergency situations and promotes a safe and protective environment for all women in Honduras. We also have an AI tool for supporting women victims of gender-based violence by providing information about support services and legal counselling. We also have 55 units for receiving complaints around the country and 8 immediate response units for cases of violence against women. We share your concerns about arbitrary detention, extrajudicial killings, enforced disappearance. These are completely unacceptable acts and they contravene our principles. Thorough investigations will be made into the perpetrators of these violations. We've also implemented monitoring and accountability mechanisms for preventing future abuse and to ensure that all our activities are fully respectful of human rights. Now, in response to your concerns about extrajudicial killings and enforced disappearance, Honduras is building its investigation and prosecution capacity at an international level. We actively cooperate with Interpol for searching and locating disappeared persons. This reflects our commitment to justice and protecting human rights. These are actions which have been endorsed by President Xiomara Castro. They reflect our constant commitment to international cooperation and human rights, which are pillars for holistic development and peace in Honduras. The ministry is implementing a number of measures to curtail extrajudicial killings by restricting the use of forces. This is notably through the handbook on that subject, which is in line with international standards. We're strengthening investigative capacity and accountability so that perpetrators are identified and properly prosecuted. This will also entail witness protection and reparations for family members. We're using technological resources to identify the perpetrators of extrajudicial killings, and we are training prosecutors in investigative techniques and human rights. We're also implementing specific programs for witness protection and the protection of family members of disappeared persons. These are measures which have been adopted by our ministry. We are also providing training in the protocol for searching for missing persons, and we also have the Amber early warning system, and we have opened up a unit for reporting disappearances in San Pedro Sula and other departments. We need an appropriate legal framework of having a register of enforced disappearances. So our reactions are proportional and necessary because of the high rate of offences committed by the gangs and organised criminal outfits each year.